Aurora Computers on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Hello, Darren.
Hello, Beth.
Now, we're talking today about a subject that's probably not a good one, really. We're talking about encryption viruses. First of all, what on earth is an encryption virus, Darren?
Okay, so these are the like the big movement in the malware and spyware and virus market. Basically, they are classed as ransomware. So what they do is they encrypt all the data that they can get access to on your computer and on your network. If you work in an office and you share data with other colleagues, they encrypt everything on your network, any data you can get access to, and will charge you a ransom to get your data back. At the moment, it's averaging somewhere in the region of £1,000, but that's probably only going to go one way, and that's up. So,
and the word encrypt basically means to sort of lock it down, to put a password on it or a passcode on it, or you can't access it. Is that right?
Yeah, so it uses a form of encryption that was developed by NASA that you need typically a 16 or 32 digit key to unlock that data. And without that key, you would probably have to run encryption breaking software for somewhere in the region of 8 years before you got your data back.
Whew, okay, a long time then. Where does an encryption virus come from?
Okay, so what they tend to do at the moment is send an email with an attachment.
Who's they, first of all?
Okay, let's say you've got someone that decides they want to extort people and get money out of people.
Okay.
So what they will do is they will just collect as many email addresses as possible of, you know, from wherever they can find email addresses. The internet's always a good one. But they may even buy marketing lists, you know, and spend a bit of money to get an email list and then try and extort those people. These people, wherever they may be, Russia, England, Ireland, wherever they may have their computer, will send an email with an attachment and make you think it's from your bank or it's a CV for a job interview or whatever they think they can get you to open it and think it's legitimate. CVs are a popular one. There, and then once you open that, it will give you a message like, you don't have macros enabled. Do you want to enable macros? As soon as you click that, it'll install some software on your computer. That software will automatically run and encrypt any data that it can get its hands on, get access to. And at which point, you will have to pay them for the encryption key to get your data back.
And they could just, I presume, pluck a figure out of thin air, whatever they want to charge you to get it back.
Yeah, they can charge whatever they want. They could charge you £500,000, or they could charge you £50 billion. It's they've got that key, and they will charge whatever they think you will pay.
Now, I presume this problem is very different depending on who is the victim, essentially. So if it was me on my laptop at home, it would be the photos, the music, the documents that I would lose, which would be terrible. And I've had things similar to that happen to me in the past, but it's not a disaster, you know, on a large scale. If, yeah, however, it was a company, if, say, for example, Stray FM got it or Aurora Computers got it,
yep,
that's when it's more of a problem.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's obviously these people are going to pitch their ransomware wherever they feel they'll get the most return. So while someone in their final year of uni who loses their dissertation may love to get it back, they might not have the £1,000 to pay to get their dissertation back. So it's a deal breaker. They've got no option unless they want to take out a small loan or something like that. But generally speaking, most people are just going to say, right, I'm going to have to rewrite my dissertation. That's the way it goes. Mm. Someone who's got, you know, pictures of their newborn baby, and they will pay £1,000 to get those back. But again, it's a bit of a risk. So you're better targeting businesses who will most likely go out of business if they lose their data, because a staggering 80% of companies that lose their data go out of business within 2 years of losing their data. So that's where the money is, and that's where they're going to target their services.
And so what can they do? What can they put into place either beforehand or after it's happened to minimise their losses?
The quickest, the simplest, the cheapest, and the most logical is a suitable backup solution. And by suitable backup solution, obviously, you don't want to just back up your files, because if you run a backup before you realize your data's been encrypted, you're just backing up encrypted data and you're not going to retrieve anything. So you have to operate a backup policy that utilizes previous versions of files and such like. You can get insurance to cover data loss now, but really it's not beneficial, because firstly, all your insurance company will do is pay the ransom, and you're very much in the hands of when they, you know, get you your encryption keys and unlock your data and things like that. And that could be within 10 minutes. It could be that they're on holiday and you don't hear from them for 14 days. Also, there's loads of legalities with people paying a ransom to get data back, because then technically they could be deemed an accessory. So if there was a police investigation, the insurance company who pay out this money could get dragged into this investigation, so they have to cover their backs. That puts your premiums up, and so it costs you a load of money. So the most logical solution is just back up your data properly.
So if there are companies out there that have thought, you know, I know we've been meaning to do something about this forever, or they've got a system in place and it's actually really not up to scratch, what would that one piece of advice be from you?
I would say, it essentially costs about £10 a month to suitably back up your data. And we speak to so many people who say, oh, I'll just do it myself. I'll just remember to do it myself. But trust me, you don't. You don't. And you get your fingers burnt, and then you wish you'd paid the £10 a month. So I would say just do it. And we all like to believe that we're disciplined people, but unfortunately life gets in the way and we forget to do these things. So just call us, speak to us, we'll get it sorted for you, and it'll cost you £10 a month. To not do it is ridiculous.
Aurora Computers on Stray FM's Business Hub.